Hopefully it'll continue working. Okay, so just like a one, oh, okay. So actually, we're just gonna, as a very, very brief recap of last year, right? So we said there are three primary options in understanding the Malacha Borer, right? There's the concept of it being about removing the psoles, about isolating the psoles. And the Baal Amor then says, well, wait a second, isn't that a malacha shein tzricha legufa? Because normally a malacha is for some sort of creative purpose of getting what you want, and here you're dafka getting what you don't want. And he says, yeah, in a chanami, it's an exception, and that's the way the malacha is done. And the malacha is to get the psoles, and you're extracting the psoles, right, which then sort of as a side effect, right, improves everything else. But the malacha is getting rid of the bad stuff. On the other end, we saw the Shavas Yaakov say, no, it's about improving the food. You have something that's not food, and by removing the psoles, you've made the remaining food into edible, right? It wasn't edible until now. You couldn't eat it because it's filled with these shells and, you know, dirt and rocks and everything. By removing that, you've made it into food, okay? So it's not about capturing the psoles, but it's about making the ochel into food. And then the Ramban emphasizes the detachment of the two different elements. You have these two elements, they're combined, and you have found a way to separate them and to isolate the two of them. Right? So it's not so much individually the fact that you've now have the psoles or that you've improved the ochel, but that you've managed to split this taroves into two separate things. Now what's interesting about that is that it reminds us a lot of dash, right? In a certain sense, like dash is about you have the food and it's inside the husk, and you've extracted them, the food, right? It's still mixed together potentially, but by separating them and like splitting this, splitting the atom, you've made some sort of significant change to them by dividing them. So now he's saying, oh, you have these two things that are combined, and you split between them, and now they're in two separate different places. That's the transformative activity of Borer. Okay, now our question
is... Can I ask a question about that?
Yeah, sure.
I listened to most of the recording from last time, but I didn't get through it all, so you might have addressed this. Why do we choose to view Borer in terms of the psolet, but Dash in terms of the Ochel?
So that's a gufa, a very good question. That's something we're going to get into next year. About the Heterim, about why Ochel mitoch psoles, right, is dafka better than psoles mitoch ochel? Why is it dafka borer taking out the psoles? What if you picked out the ochel?
Right, so I understand that in terms of the heterim, but then like even more than that, like further back in terms of how you conceive of the malacha, why wouldn't you call disha, a malacha she'in tzricha legufa? Because
disha, you have the food, and it's stuck inside of this thing that you don't want, the husk, and you're now popping open the husk so you can get at the food. That's very much tzricha legufa by disha, right? Disha is all about getting the good stuff out from the bad, right? Your goal is the good stuff, and you're getting closer to the good stuff. That I think is actually very relatively straightforward. Right? There's good stuff. It's, you know, you have all these obstacles in the way, and you're like punching through them, right, to get to what you actually want. The problem with Borer, says the Baal Amor, is that your dafka, you know, you're going for what you don't want. Now the end result is that, you know, now you have food without other stuff, but ultimately what you're going for, what you're trying to do, is you're getting isolating the psoles. So isolating the psoles, right, seems to be a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because you don't need the psoles, you need the ochel. Removing the psoles is beneficial for the ochel, right? But that's sort of like, oh, I need the dirt, so I'm digging a hole, but because now I have dirt. So yeah, in Hanami, I did the malacha, but the malacha is for some sort of external reason. I isolated the psoles, but I only need that because of the food. I don't want the psoles. Right, by dash, I want the food, and now I'm getting at the food.
Okay, so what about those cases where people were like, there's a machloket, whether it's a toledah of dash, like picking grapes off of a stem or things like that. For those who don't hold that it's dash, wouldn't that like go into borer? So isn't there kind of like a fuzzy line in terms of when it becomes about removing the peel and when it becomes about extracting food and when it becomes about getting rid of waste?
So Ben Hananel said that when you're dealing with one item and you're removing the waste from it, right, you're extracting the food part of it, that's dash, because you have the fruit and you're getting out of the peel. While borer is when you have two separate items that are mixed together. You only have a taruves once you have once you actually have a mixture. Right? You need a mixture of two different things, and now you're going to pick out the right one. Dash is about extracting the good from the bad. You're right, there's a very fine line between them. There are certain cases, let's say you're milking a cow, maybe it's schita. There are certain cases of schita that Rabbeinu Tam thinks is borer, not dash. Okay, like squeezing out like boser, like unripe figs, grapes. So Rabbeinu Tam basically says like, oh, maybe that's really midin borer, not midin dash. I think, if I remember correctly. And the point is, in a chanami, right? There are certain cases where it's not so obvious, like where we're going to put the line of borer versus dash. But in general, borer is when you have a taruas, you have like a mixture of two different things. And dash is you have one thing and you're trying to extract the good part out of it. Okay? But I think the definition really is there a taruas? Is there a mixture? Or are you dealing with one thing? So just because you brought it up, I was going to bring it up all the way at the end. If we go literally to the very, 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 very end. Whoops, that's not what I wanted to do, but that works. Where it is. This is the, okay, the Amshul Shlomo. Just, he says, let's say you have a mixture of egozim ubotnim shenishtabru umunachim adayin bikli pasim. Okay, so you have, like nuts and peanuts that are broken up and they're put in there and they're still sitting with their shells. So you took a hammer, you smashed the walnuts, right? But the walnuts, like the meat is still sitting inside of the shell. Afal pisha klipa meruba la ochel, lo mikri shame psoles alayhu. There's no shame psoles, not considered psoles. Kivan de orchayhum bahachi, vehevi shomer lepri. Okay, the peel is there to protect the fruit. And therefore, there's no din of taroves, is Mechadish the Yamshul Shlomo. Achin nireh, de'ino dome leborer ochel mitocha ochel. It's not even like taking food from other food. De'ino v'shem shem shnei minim. Because when you take, if I have peanuts and walnuts mixed together, and I want one of them, then I have a mixture of two separate things, right? And there's, the one I want is considered the, you know, psoles, the ochel. And because you have a taroves, because you have a mixture and you're, right, separating out that mixture, that's going to be borer. Aval hacha min echad hu, ve'in shem psoles alav. Right? If I have peanuts and walnuts, that's a problem. If I have walnuts and walnut shells, right, that's not a problem. There's no shem psoles on the walnut shells because I just cracked them, right? And I'm, you know, since I'm doing, since, let's say the guy be dash, we would say there's no disha here. I think he's going to say, right? The easy Indian shem attacking ochel mitocha shomer tikun ochel ba'amahu ve'in shem malacha. You have a fruit. The fruit, right? Remember we said that the nuts, right? When they have like just a wooden shell on the outside, there's no more dash because it's already a finished fruit. So if I have a fruit and I'm opening up the fruit and I'm, right? I mean, let's say I'm getting the fruit ready to eat. That's not a din of borer. Right, and that's not a din of dash, because it's not dash because it's already food, or it's already nechshav a finished product, and it's not borer because I'm not separating out between two separate things, right? So it's sort of like what Tehila is asking. It's like, where do we put the line between borer and dash? So the Yamshul Shlomo basically says, actually, you're right. Some of these questions, of which seem like they should be borer, are really dash, but there's no dash here, right? Because as long as it's about like extracting the ochel from the psoles, then that's disha. And disha only applies until you make it into a finished product, right? But once it's already a finished egos, once it's already like a finished fruit, so there's no more disha, right? Because you're not making it into a fruit. And the taking out the meat from it, even if you already cracked it open and there's like a pile of, right, of walnut and like shell, is still not going to be considered borer because there's no mixture. I bet it's all messy. It's messy, but it's not a mixture of two different things. It's one thing which you're like sharpening down to exactly what you want. Right? So just in terms of like the Yamshul gives us a very clear definition of what he thinks defines the difference between what makes something bo rare as opposed to dash is that by bo rare, you have to have two separate things, two totally different things, right, that are mixed together and you're, right, separating them out. If it's one thing that happens to have different types of pieces in it, then it's not bo rare. There's no tarovis, there's no mixture, right? Now, what's cool about that is, you know, on a certain level, you might have thought, oh, if they're two separate things, they're two separate things, they get, like, got mixed together at some point. But like, since they're already separate, so then they should have their own independent identities. But what I have here is kind of the opposite, right? You have dafka because they have separate identities, separating them is significant, is meaningful. If it's on walnuts, so yeah, there are different types of walnuts, some of which are edible and some of which are not, but you're just, you only have walnuts in front of you, right? So removing the bad parts of the walnut isn't bo rare because you're not separating out two separate two things which are inherently distinct. You're simply, right, let's say improving the walnut, but improving the walnut actually isn't a malacha because that's only true up to the point where it became a walnut. And one, that was disha. But once you got to the point where it's not improving it, then it's actually totally fine. That's what the Amshul Shlomo was saying. So he takes a very strong position that if there's only bo rare, when there's an objective tarovis of two different things. And even if it's two parts of the same thing that one's edible, one's not, it's not actually going to even be bored. Okay? So that's, I thought, just like a very fascinating shita. It's not necessarily mikubal on everybody, but I think that's just like a fascinating shita about like what counts as a tarovis. We're going to get back to the question of like what counts as a tarovis in a few minutes, or if not, next year. Okay, so our question is like this, and this is a good continuation exactly for what Tehillo was asking and we just discussed. What makes something a tarovis, right? In general, just what do we mean when we're talking about bo rare, right? In bo rare, right, is either it's isolating the psoles, it's about separating the two elements, it's about improving the food. Let's say, right, what do we need in order to meet those requirements? Let's say you had a mixture of two foods, okay? Is there a taroves? Is there like a mixture? So if we bring in what the Yom Shoshana we just talked about, if there are two separate types of foods, I don't know, if I have chicken and I have fish, right? I don't know, I have walnuts and I have peanuts. So they're both food. On the other hand, they're two separate types of food, right? Is the fact that they're both food going to consider it a taroves or not? That's number one. Number two, is there psoles, right? Part of what we need by Boer seems to be the separation of the ochel and the psoles. Maybe there's no psoles if they're both food, right? Do we even need psoles? How critical would psoles be in bo rare? What do you guys think?
Well, especially after what we just saw with the Yom Shel Shlomo, you have to be like separating two distinct things. And when it's one's ochel and one's psoles, they're very distinct.
Keep going.
So it's really important.
You need a psoles. Although I would say from the actual Shlomo, he says, oh, one's psoles, but since it's not a separate entity, right, it comes from the same place, so then actually it's not a problem. So taking out psoles of the egozim is fine, says the actual Shlomo. So actually, according to the actual Shlomo, what really matters is whether or not there's a taroves. And he defines that by being two different things. Whether or not there's psoles, the Amshul Shlomo didn't seem to think is so important, right? Now, if I'm going to go with like whose approach does that work best with?
Was it the Shiel Sos Yaakov or one of them that said that it's about preparing food?
Yeah, so Shvi'is Yaakov? Oh my gosh, I'm losing my mind.
It's Yaakov, but last time you were always calling
Sos Yaakov, yes. No, Shvus Yaakov. Yes, you're correct. Michal's right. Good.
Is it Shvus or Yeshuos?
It's Shvus. Shvus Yaakov. It's the Shvus Yaakov. Yes. Sorry, it's a problem that, you know, there are a bunch of Talmid Chachamim in the past, you know, 1,000 years who had the name Yaakov. And they all just, like, wrote Sfarim. That's very confusing. Right, exactly. So according to Shvus Yaakov, I would actually say, we're going to get into that in a second, but I don't think that would necessarily be the key, because the presence of psoles, potentially a little bit, but I would say according to the Shvus Yaakov, the emphasis is really on what's happening to the food. right? I hear what you're saying. I mean, Tila is saying, look, if it's about making it into food, right? So maybe there needs to be psolas in order to create food, right?
No, I think I was saying the other way around. I was saying that he probably has more of a raya for calling there being borer in a case of two different kinds of ochlin, because by separating them, we're creating two distinct foods, and that's an act of creating food.
Oh, okay, very good. Great. Okay, good. Sorry. Okay, good. Even better. Yes, right? According to the Shvus Yaakov, I would say, right, what matters is their tikkun of the ochel. Are you improving the food? So you can kind of go both ways. You can say, well, they're both food already, on the one hand, right? You have peanuts and you have walnuts. On the other hand, you could say, are you improving the food? Well, now I have a pile of peanuts, right? And I have a pile of pure walnuts, and each one has its own now distinct flavor. So in a certain sense, I have improved the food, right? Do I need psoles? According to the Shvus Yaakov, not necessarily, right? I would need to be able to say that I'm improving the food. I don't necessarily need to be able to say that there was psoles that has been removed. Who would say that you dafka need psoles?
The first one, the Baal Maor.
Yes. Yes, very good. Right, the Baal Amor. The Baal Amor says you need psoles, and it's about isolating the psoles. By isolating the psoles, now you're going to actually have borer, because there's psoles, and now you've captured it, right? So there, you're definitely going to need to say that something is psoles, which if you have two types of food, I don't know if you'd be able to really say that one of the foods is considered psoles, right? And then finally, right, going back to like what we were saying with the Yamshel Shlomo, is there a hafradah between two things? The Ramban, right, whose emphasis was it's about taking the two things and like splitting between them, it's like splitting the atom. Then, you know, again, what matters is, can I say that there's a combination of two distinct things? Which I think we would be noted towards saying yes, right? As long as they're two separate foods and they're different from each other, there's going to be borer. Okay, so is such a thing as borer by food? So the Gemara says, "Hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin," right? And then it goes into certain details of the, you know, where, how you can do borer. Is there a way to do borer? That's mutter. But in that very line, there are two gear cells. Rashi's goreis, "Hayu lefan of minei ochlin garsinan, velo garsinan shnei." Right? The girsa is there were two types of food in front of him, and our girsa is not that there were two types of food. Okay. Why? Because, right, it sounds like from Rashi, that if they were two types of food, there'd be no borer, because they're already food, right? There's no psoles, there's just food. It's all already food, and it's all, you know, there's no psoles here. So you wouldn't be chayiv for borer if you were dealing with two types of food. Tosos says, hayu l'fan of shnei minig ochlen. No, dafka we're dealing with, there are, even if there are two separate types of food, V'chein pirsha Rabbi Nochananel, the ochel mitoch ochel shaycha breira. Even if you have food and you're taking food out of food, it's still borer. She borer also she'ino chafitz lechol mitoch also she'rotzo lechol. The also she'ino chafitz bo chashiv psoles. Right, whatever he's not interested in, whatever food he doesn't want to eat, is considered psoles. V'gabe also she'chafitz lechol. V'chein mashma biyushalmi digaras haborer ochlen mitoch ochlen chizkiya amar v'chulei. And then, you know, the Yushalmi, right, Yushalmi says also that there's borer. Or the chizkiya says that there's borer in Yushalmi. Right, so according to Tosfos, right, if you have two separate types of food, of course you have borer, right? Fine. So basically, Rashi and Tosfos argue about whether or not is there borer within two foods, okay? Now, why? Right? Sorry, because Tosos says now, also she'ino chavitz bo chashiv psoles. Tosos makes a big point of saying that whatever it is that you didn't want to eat is considered psoles. Right? So Tosos is coming at it, right, from the perspective of you need to have a psoles in order for it to be borer, but whatever you don't want is going to be the psoles. Right? So the Primi Gadim says, based on that, is a fascinating nafkamina. Da, the Rashi lo garas shnei mine braisa, umachlokas Rav Yirmiyah of Rav Ashi in Shabbos over there, mashma de garas, vitzarach tam. Ulechoras shnei mine ochlin, echad la altar ve echad lachar zman, asra livor masha la achar zman, hashnehem la achar zman shari, the hay achiv, hay psoles. Right? So the Primi Gadim says that whatever you do that you want now is the ochel. Whatever you don't want now is the psolas, right? Let's say you don't want either of them, or not right now. You want to eat them both, but later, right? They're both psolas then, right? Which one's going to be the ochel? Which one's the psolas? And if you don't have a psolas, there's no borer, because borer is about isolating the psolas. Right, so if you want to do borer on Shabbos of two foods, and you're both going to use both of them later, let's say it's like Shabbos morning, and you want to, you know, separate the walnuts and the peanuts from each other for Suda Shlishi. So according to the Pri Megadim, you should be pater, right? Because they're both food, and there's no psoles, and since you don't want any of them now, there's no way to say that one of them is more psolos than the other, so there's no borer. So now if you look at the Rambam, it seems from the Rambam that the Rambam does not think that way, right? Because the Rambam says, a borer ochel mitoch psolos, o shehayu lefanav shnei minei ochlin, u birer min acher, right? Benaf bekir, if you did a kli, then you'd be chayiv, right? It says, if you separated one from the other, he doesn't seem to care very much which one you're doing, right? For the Rambam, I think the answer is, objectively, they're both food already, right? So what's the Isser here? It's not that, oh, whichever one you want now is the Ochel, and whichever one you don't want now is the Psoles. They're both food, so separating between the foods is the Borer, right? The hafrada, the splitting between the mixture, taking this mixture and splitting it into its component parts in an organized manner is already the borer. The Be'er Halacha thinks so, says so as well. And yes, daiti nire, milashan Rambam, right? He's close to the Pri Megadim. He says, according to Rambam, the habrera mashe borer min echad mechaviro va'yedeze hu kol min bifnei atzmo zehu etzem hamalacha. What really defines the malacha is the separation between the from one min to a different to the other, right? Right, because the Pri Megadim said that hasam travayu inam omda lachila leolam. If neither of them is omda lachila, so then they're both psolas. According to the Rambam, in sheachaz hashem borer, and therefore in sheach shem borer, right? Aval kishbor shnei mini ochlin kol echad mechaveru kedei lecho. Oh, sorry, that's a different case. Thinking about the case of the chardol. There's this case where both of them go to psolas. So if they're both psolas, sorry, the Rambam would be modeh that there's no borer of psolas mi psolas. Okay? Pri Megadim brings a proof from a case of psolas from psolas that ochel mi ochel would also be fine. Right? For the Pri Megadim, and I think the Balamor, the whole idea is you have ochel, you have psolas. These are two different types of things. Right? One's ochel, one's psolas, and you're separating between them. Right? If you have psolas and psolas, or if you have ochel and ochel, there's no borer, okay? Because everything in the mixture already has like a certain chalos, a status that's equal. So you're not getting the ochel from the psolas, you're not getting the psolas from the ochel, because they're either both psolas or both ochel, right? So he says, okay, if it's true by psolas and psolas, it'll be true by ochel and ochel. Says the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, explaining the Rambam, that's not true. Because by shnei minei ochlin kol echad mechaveru kedei lechol kol min bifnei atzmo la'achar zman, harei shapir mitakin shneihem al yedei brei raso uborer gamar hu kmo shekasavnu. Right? So how does he explain it? Not quite what we thought in the Rambam. How did we explain the Rambam a second ago? Like the Ramban, right? That's about the splitting it.
Oh, there has to be two distinct things that you're separating from, but the Be'er Halacha explains it in terms of being the takein one.
Exactly. Which is like the
Shvos Yaakov.
Right. It's exactly right. I mean, he's explaining like the Shvos Yaakov that because you're splitting them, you're improving each one. Right. We were in Medayik in the Rambam that min acher is already sufficient. It's the very fact that you're taking the two and separating them. You have two distinct things, and now you're right, and they were mushed together, and now you are separating them, right? The fact that the sort of like the individualizing each one is already the kiyum, right? So just when you have two different minim, and you're separating them lachar zman, right? So the Prima Gundam says there's no Psoles, and therefore there's no Boner, right? So he's basically on Tosfos. What's not wrote, what he doesn't want to eat is Psoles, and not just Psoles and Psoles, right? And Boner is obviously Hasaras Psoles. You need Psoles in order to have Boner. And here there's just no Psoles, right? Or there's no Ochel. They're both Psoles. And the Behalacha, based on the Rambam, says, you know, separating between the two minim is Boner, right? We thought actually a little sounds more like the Ramban. It's about this Etzem, the Hafrada. The very fact that you've organized them into their distinct categories is Boner. And the Behalacha's understanding is that, like the Shavas Yaakov, that it's Zafka, the Boner is metaking the Ochel. So if you have two types of Ochel, right? So it doesn't matter that there's no Psoles, you still have, right, improved each food. Okay. Just a wacky shita that comes up. Just interesting. Don't know what to make of it. The Meiri, quoting the Sefer HaShlama, I was like a Provençal Rishon, who says, B'shnehem ru'uyim la'achlan chayim im kan breira, ela im kain bahar b'minim. There's only borer if you have more than two. If there are two, then it doesn't count. If there are three, then it, like, you know, if there's a lot, then it counts. Yeah. It's very strange. Like, why do you need more than two? More than, like, why do you need like three, let's say? So that's very strange. Rav Gigi, I saw in Rav Gigi Sefer, he says that he thinks that the Ashlama is like, works like according to the Baal HaMor. He's like an extension of the Shita of the Baal, not the Baal HaMor, sorry, of the Ramban. Why? Because the Ramban said it's like the very fact that you're, right, organizing all the different ones into their own separate categories, right? If you only have two, then when you separate out one, the other one, you never separated out the second. The second one just happens to be distinct already right there. It's just sitting alone already. So you have to do is you have to have three so that you could actually have separated at least two. I don't totally buy it. Because, like, why don't we just consider the first one to be doing two already? What do you guys think? What do you think? It's just like, it's a fascinating sheet. I don't really know what to make of it. Yeah, Tehila.
I just want to clarify something. I originally envisioned it as there being like a pile of four different kinds of food, and you take one out and leave the other three. Is it actually a case where you separate all four and then afterwards you call it four?
So if you, it depends. It was a little bit tricky. First, we're assuming that we're talking about being Borer Psoles right now. So let's assume that you were actually taking out, let's say you have like two things, right? You have a pile of walnuts and peanuts, and you only want the peanuts, right? So what you do is you take out all the walnuts, which is what you don't want. Okay, so that's Borer Psoles, right, which is generally how we consider the standard case of Borer is Borer of Psoles. And if you do Borer of the Ochel, it might be, right, that might help you out and be Poter. So you're pulling out the walnuts, which you don't want. You're taking out the Psoles, and you're leaving behind the Ochel. So according to the Hashlama, if you had like rocks, and you're pulling out the rocks, that would be Borer. But if you're pulling out food, then you need there to be like a bunch. I don't know if it's three or four or five, but you need to like pull out like a bunch of psoleses in order for it to count as borer. It's like, I'm not really totally sure what, like, what does that mean? You know, like, why should the number, once you have two, why isn't that good enough? Like, it's just weird. I don't really.
Right. So according to the version that I envisioned, I think it makes more sense. Because if you have like mixed nuts and then you only take out the cashews, like you're very clearly separating as opposed to making a pile of cashews and a pile of walnuts. And there's like two different foods and you can like want both and not necessarily call one. Like in order for one of those to be psoe, it has to take on some like very subjective definition of psoe. But if you're only taking out the cashews and leaving behind a pile of walnuts, a pile of mixed nuts, there's a clear intention to separate the cashews as opposed to have cashews and walnuts on their own. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, the problem is that if you're picking out what you actually want, then it's ochel mitoch psoles, and that might be, you know, that's probably not borer. That's not borer for other reasons. So we have to be dealing with a case where you're dafka taking out what you don't want. But if we're taking out what you don't want, then let's like, why is that? Unless okay. it's like
I forget what band it is, but there was some rock band that one of the items on their contract whenever they went to perform somewhere is that the waiting room always had to have a bowl of M&Ms with all the brown ones picked out. And I read an article about it, how that he actually liked brown M&Ms, but he admitted after he retired that he did it on purpose to make sure that the venue actually went through the entire pamphlet, because if he found brown M&Ms, he knew they messed something up and he had to go through the whole set.
Huh. I like that. It's a good work. Right. So that's a good, like, you know, it shows like the level of thoroughness and in the Brera. So if it's Dafka, you get rid of all the Psola. So I think I'm thinking like this right now. You have this pile, right? Let's say you have the pile of M&Ms. So if I just have peanuts and cashews, right? And I pull out all the peanuts, and what's left behind are the cashews. So the peanuts are food, right? And someone very conceivably and very probably does want the peanuts. And I might want the peanuts later, right? So have I objectively taken out the psoles from the food? Not really, right? But let's say I pull out the brown M&Ms, so there are no brown M&Ms, right? But there's still blue M&Ms, right? Or everything else. So maybe I just wanted the brown M&Ms, right? Or maybe who's going to eat that brown M&Ms? Probably the guy who's setting up the room is like, okay, fine, I'll take out all the brown M&Ms. Like, fine, free M&Ms for me, right? So on the one hand, they're psoles. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, right? Like, okay, so you pop in, you know, you eat all the brown M&Ms right then. Kiviyachal. Now, if you have a giant pile of mixed nuts and you pull out all the peanuts, but then you also pull out all the walnuts, and then all that's left are the cashews, so then it's clear that everything else, right, is being pulled out, not because you wanted it, but because you wanted to isolate what you left behind, right? So I think the idea is if we
hold... Doesn't make sense to me, because why would you pick it out so, like, organizedly, like, one by one, taking out all one kind and all the other kind just to leave one behind?
No, that's not what you're doing. You're taking it all out. You're taking everything. If I want, let's say I wanted only the blue M&Ms left behind. Let's say the vort was, I only want brown M&Ms left inside the bowl, right? So then what happens? The guy doesn't take out the blue ones and then the red ones and then the yellow ones, right? He takes out everything, right? All the M&Ms except for the brown ones. Now what's clear there is that you're treating them all as psoles. You're right. Meaning what Tila is saying is if I were to pick up all the peanuts and then I were to pick out all the walnuts and then I were to pick out all the, you know, all the Brazil nuts and then I were to leave behind the cashews. So it wouldn't be really clear that the cashews are the ochel and everything else was the psoles, right? For the Ramban, that would be problematic because you're separating, right? You're isolating each one. But if you think like the Balamor, let's say, that you really need to consider what you're taking out as psoles, then it's only clear that what you're taking out is psoles when we're dealing with foods if you take out a mixture. Because if each food is ending up, right, distinct by itself, if I end up with a bowl of peanuts and a bowl of cashews, at the end of the day, I have a bowl of peanuts, I have a bowl of cashews, I have food, and I have food, right? If I have a mixed nuts, if I had to have all the mixed nuts except for the cashews here and the cashews left over here, so then the mixed nuts are still mixed nuts. Right? So they're still messed up. They're still a mixture. They're still not entirely mitukan. So then there's some way to consider them to be soulless. Actually, this is probably a better explanation of the Sefer HaShlama, is that it's only if it's not mitukan can I consider it to be soulless. If I have absolute food and absolute food, if I have peanuts and walnuts, I have food and I have food, right? When can I say that I have a problem? When can I say that it's psoles? When it's not mitukan, when it's not fully, right, fixed, or not fully organized. If I end up with both of them being fully organized, there's no psoles. So only if I have mixed nuts, and I take out the walnuts and peanuts and Brazil nuts, and then I have a bowl of walnuts, and then I end up in my hands with walnuts, peanuts, and Brazil nuts, which is a big mixture and big balagan, and therefore not fully mitukan, can I say that what's in my hands is psoles? And what's left behind, which is just the walnuts or the cashews, what's just the cashews, that's going to be considered to be mitukan, and that's what's going to be considered to be ochel, and what the mixture that's still in my hand is going to be psoles. Everyone get that? I'm just going to get one more go. Is that if we require psoles, there needs to be some sort of objective measuring stick that allows it to be considered psoles. So Tosfos said, no, it can be totally subjective. Whatever you want now is ochel. Whatever you don't want now is psoles. I think the Sefer HaShlomo is saying that's not true. Food says, right? The other extreme is to say, nope. If it's food, then there's no psoles, there's no problem, right? I think the Sefer HaShlomo is trying to say, food can be psoles, but only if there's some sort of chisaron, only if there's something missing, right? So if it's food, but it's mixed in with other foods, we consider that to be a problem. We consider that to be a chisaron. We consider it to be not perfectly prepared, right? It's not mitukan legamri. It's not fully prepared because at the end of the day, it's still mixed in with other things. But if I end up with peanuts and walnuts, then I have everything is mitukan, so there's no psoles. It's only if what I take out is still mixed up, is still a balagan, then I can consider it to be psoles. And therefore, I think actually, according to this explanation, you have a cool nafkamina, which is exactly what Tehillah was pointing out. Let's say you were dafka to pick out all of the peanuts and put them in one bowl, and all of the walnuts and put them in a different bowl, and all of the Brazil nuts and put them in a separate bowl, and then you'd be left behind with just the cashews, which you wanted. I think according to this argument, you would actually be pater. Because at the end of the day, nothing is left as psoles. Right? You never took out psoles because you never took out a mixture. You took out each one individually and separated all of them. So none of them were psoles at the end of the day. They were all ochel mitukan. It's only if you were to take out like a whole, you know, the bunch of mixed nuts as a group that you'd be in trouble. Okay. So I'm going to, Rachel, do you want to ask a question?
Yeah, just so this space, wait, when you say Sefer Shel Shlomo, are you talking about what we're looking at right now, Beis Bechira?
So the Beis Bechira is the Me'iri. The Me'iri brings down a lot of, you know, he quotes a lot of other Rishonim. So here he's quoting a Sefer HaShlomo. Yeah. He's, the Gedolei HaPoskim is the Rif, and the Mefarshim B'Divrehim can be different people. In this case, he happens to be quoting a Sefer HaShlomo. And how do we know that? We know that from the footnote guy on the printed Me'iri. He says he's talking about a Sefer HaShlomo. But the Me'iri has a tendency to bring down lots of interesting shitas when he finds them. Okay, so just one before we... Pardon?
Oh, just another question on that. We were saying, just want to make sure, that it was a group of a couple of psoles and one ochel, or was just like a group that was more in all, a group that was more than two in all?
It's a group of, let's just, I should put that in. It's a group of like a whole bunch of things, of all of them mixed together, right? So we have the Hashlama. Tzarech kama minim. So I think we'll say that if it's a din in Ochel, if we think that the Hashlama thinks that you need psoles, so you could say it's like there's no real separating, right? He needs you to be doing miyun. He needs you to really separating out between the different elements. And that's only really true if there are three, because then you've separated one and the other one happened mimela. Right.
Well, it's saying gimel minim in all, but if you separate one, take out one psoles, then that's gimel minim in all, but I only took out one psoles. Or do I have to take out more?
Minim. One more time. They're gimel minim. Yes. And you need, well, not that you need to take out psoles. According to Rav Gigi, it's that you need to organize everything. But if there are less than three, then you only organized one, because the other one just happened in Mimela, right?
So that's not Borer, because you only organized. Okay, but so what you have to do is you have to take out more than one Psoles.
Right.
Not it's you not only out, that. It, a mixture.
Right, you need to organize two different. It's actually not so much the psoles. It's more that you need to organize it, but it doesn't really count as organizing it or organizing two different things if you only organized one and the other one just spontaneously was organized as an after effect. If I have two things mixed together and I pull out all of one, then the other one's automatically organized, but I never did an act of organizing, right? If you need so if you have two, then you organized one, right?
Right.
So it's another one was memela. It sort of just happened by itself. Okay. What we're trying to say is that it's a din in psoles, right? In order for there to be psoles, you need some sort of objective tifzore. You need it to be like a mixture. Kidei lahachshiv ochele lipsoles, right? In order for something that's food to be considered a psoles, you need some sort of objective criteria, right? You need something objective, or a chisaron, that's something objective, some sort of pagam that's objective in order for me to say, oh, this uchel is still psoles. And one way to do that is to say, well, this uchel is mixed in with all different other types of uchel, right? So if that's true, then, oh, here's this ochel. It's mixed in with everything else. And that's just not, that's not good food, right? How'd that? Everyone agree. I always think mixed nuts are the worst. I dislike mixed nuts. It drives me nuts. Okay? It's just like, why? You know, like, I don't like all the, I like these nuts, I like those nuts. Even if I like all the nuts in it, I still just dislike mixed nuts. I find that like it feels messy, it like looks messy. It just like you never really know what you're gonna get. You eat the peanut and it like takes a little bit like an almond. I dislike mixed nuts. I totally understand if I had like a bowl of almonds and mixed nuts and then like someone poured the mixed nuts in, I'd be like, why do you put all that junk in my almonds, right? Each one's food, and if I had each one separately, I'd be happy. But the fact that they're all mixed together, right, is a chisaron in the food. It's not entirely metukan, right? I'm going to go through and like separate them all out. That being said, if I can go now and say, so only if I have it all mixed together is it going to be considered to be psoles, right? I think that's a good explanation. Okay, I think we're going to stop here because otherwise I'm just going to keep going and going and going and going. Just hold on one moment. I'm just going to double check.